June 28, 2016, the day Iceland launched themselves to the center of the sporting world. Upon eliminating international soccer power England from the Euro Championships, Icelandic soccer players and their fans took center stage to celebrate their victory together.
The Viking war chant was obviously something special for us, especially when we play our home games in Iceland. And it sort of picked up during the summer Euro competition in France.
Powerful moment. It gave me goosebumps. It really connected us players with our supporters. It was a powerful experience and something I will never forget.
There was a small group of guys called Tolvan, or the Dozen, kind of a hooligan type of thing here in Iceland. They follow the Icelandic team always, so they kind of made that Viking chant and everyone kind of got behind it, and kind of turned into something like family oriented and like a unity, you know.
In Minnesota, the doors to US Bank Stadium would soon open with a goal to create one of the most intimidating home field advantages in sports. With the blessing of the Icelandic national team, the Minnesota Vikings adopted the chant. From one Viking to another, the Skoll chant was born.
It's cool. It's something that is unique to us. Obviously, I'm fortunate and I got to go over to Iceland and spend a little time with, you know, the locals there and get a feel for it and how cool it is for them to be able to see something that is originally from there and, you know, we've adopted it.
That kind of makes us proud, and to see that heritage pass on to a great organization like the Vikings and our cousins, so to speak, over there doing it as well.
I know our players, you can see them react on the field when that Skoll chant starts going before the game. I know it's played during the fourth quarter, especially in the pressure situations of the game, for that crowd to react and to make that noise. It makes it very difficult on the offense, but also our players on the field feed off that energy.
You just get, even in the stands, you just get goosebumps. Just imagine being on the field, hearing that, just going into your body. It must give you strength.
We know the other team is going to get a little bit scared because it's all about the silence in between the two drums. That if there's nothing else going on the pitch and there's no other noises and that all of a sudden comes to your mind, you know it's going to happen, but the opponent is going to be a little bit worried.
Viking fans, players, and head coach,
get that Skoll chant going,
have embraced this new tradition. Now, over a year after introducing the Skoll chant, it's become one of the most recognizable and imposing traditions in the league.
Everyone in purple standing right now and clapping above their heads and shouting Skoll.
66,690 all in their purple seats doing the Skoll chant, which is pretty cool.
I get goosebumps. I get fired up.
It really gets the crowd into it, and like I said, it makes US Bank Stadium one of the toughest places to play.
We never had this thing, like one common thing. This war chant seems to be that one common thing that everyone has. So it's easy to, you know, get by with everyone. Everyone gets along, you know, everyone's doing the Viking chant. So it's a unity, man. It's a family. It kind of brings people together, no matter who you are.
But it means a lot to us Icelanders, and long may it continue.